Listener Production.
Hi, welcome to Gold Coast News. I'm Rob McLeod. Charges are expected to be laid against a 29-year-old man following two traffic incidents yesterday afternoon. Police were called to Anaheim Drive at Helensvale following reports of a physical altercation between a man and a woman, where the man sustained what's believed to be a non-life-threatening self-inflicted stab wound. The man then fled the scene in a vehicle before it was involved in a crash with two police cars at Coomera. The driver and two police officers were taken to Gold Coast University Hospital for treatment. The federal government spending $7 million to give the Gold Coast and other centres around the southeast earlier and more accurate warnings about rising flood waters and dangerous conditions. The money will be spent on new rain gauges, cameras, electronic signage and sensor technology for 170 local flood warning infrastructure projects. On the Gold Coast, priority projects will be installed at known flooding areas including Guanabara, Jacobs Well, Pimpamar, Norwell, Conungra and Woongoolba. Medical trainees are suffering bullying at alarming rates, with other doctors and patients identified as the perpetrators. AMA Queensland President Dr. Maria Bolton says trainees who identify as non-binary recording the most cases of bullying, harassment and discrimination.
The abuse, harassment comes from all different areas, from other healthcare workers and also patients. And this is really not acceptable. People have a right to a safe workplace.
Updating sport now on a disappointing AFL loss for the Gold Coast Suns in Sydney yesterday. The Swans taking a 53-point win at the SCG. The Swans winning 110-57. Suns coach Damien Hardwick says possession turnovers proved costly for them.
Gave them the ball back. Like, that was a reality. We tried to hit kicks that weren't there and weren't in our repertoire, and we just gave them easy goals. And look, credit where credit's due, they're a great side, but we didn't help ourselves by just giving them easy scores.
And the Titans nearly pulled off the upset of the NRL season against Manly on Saturday, but the Seagulls hung on to win by four to keep the Titans winless.